This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Explosions and billowing smoke could be seen on the Gaza skyline on Friday following the expiration of a week-long truce between Israel and Hamas militants. Israel resumed fighting in Gaza minutes after a temporary ceasefire deal ended and accused U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas of having violated the truce. Hamas blames Israel, saying it declined offers to free more hostages. Mediator Cotter said Friday efforts are ongoing to renew a ceasefire. The United Nations human rights chief has described the resumption of fighting in Gaza as catastrophic and pressed for all participants and countries with influence to redouble efforts to ensure a ceasefire. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Volker Türk says the situation in Gaza is beyond crisis point as more Palestinians risk being killed or forcibly displaced to already severely overcrowded and unsanitary parts of Gaza. Türk added, recent comments by Israeli political and military leaders indicate they're planning to expand and intensify the military offensive and are very troubling. Turk reminded all parties to the conflict of their obligation to allow and facilitate rapid and unimpeded passage of humanitarian relief for civilians in need throughout Gaza. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United States is preparing to impose a visa ban on Israeli settlers involved in violence against Palestinians in the occupied West Bank, a senior U.S. State Department official said Friday. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken informed Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu when they met Thursday in Jerusalem that Washington was readying the sanctions, the source said, on a condition of anonymity. This is VOA News.